one of the talking points a lot of pro-Palestinians in the West make is we have to support Palestine because if we don't stop Israel, we're next. And I'm starting to hear a lot more of this recently now that a lot of Westerners have flipped from being pro-Zionist to being pro-Palestinian. But that is such a wild, unhinged logic. Like, we have to support Palestine because it might happen to us. Not support Palestine because more than probably 100,000 Palestinians have now been slaughtered. Not because there are 2 million plus Palestinians who are literally starving to death. Those aren't the reasons why we have to support Palestine. We have to support Palestine because if we don't stop Israel, America's next. Canada's next. UK, Australia. This blows my mind. Even though I grew up in the West, and I know that Westerners tend to be very individualistic and they think about, they view the world from external to internal. Like everything is happening to them. They are the center of the world. But it still blows my mind in situations like this where people are being massacred and you're still making it about you and your little two-floor suburban home in, like, I don't know, Wanachoka, Tennessee. The thing is, I get it. Like, if you grew up in that society, like, you can't think otherwise. And I'm sure their intentions are pure, and at a minimum, they're pro-Palestinian. Like, they're supporting the liberation of Palestine. But, like, it just still, I'm like, dude, what? Why are you making this about you? Or this even ties into the argument that we have to support Palestine because America is the one funding the genocide. Like, we shouldn't be paying for this as Americans. Which also, I get. But by that logic, if America stops funding Israel, then does that mean, khalas, we don't have to care about Palestine anymore? Like, I might be reaching, but like, that's what I hear. As a Palestinian, that's what I hear. That we don't have to be supporting Palestine because it's the right thing to do. No, it's because it affects us. Or we have an effect on the genocide. Western folk are so interesting. And not all of them. God bless y'all. Not all of y'all. We're not generalizing, but like a lot. Especially now with all the journalists and reporters and news anchors all of a sudden flipping and becoming pro-Palestinian. And we're starting to hear a lot of this, like this just really Western perspectives of the genocide. Yeah, subhanAllah.